Let us stand for the responsive reading.
我一起起立, 我们读神的话语。
We'll read it together in English first and then in Cantonese.
我们会先用英文读, 然后用广东话读出。
Moses called all the people of Israel together and said, let's read together. Listen carefully, Israel. Hear the decree and regulation I am giving you today, so you may learn them and obey them. The Lord our God made a covenant with us at Mount Sinai. The Lord did not make this covenant with our ancestor, but with all of us who are always alive today. At the mountain, the Lord spoke to you face to face from the heart of the fire. I stood as an intermediary between you and the Lord, for you were afraid of the fire and did not want to approach the mountain. He spoke to me, and I passed his words to you. This is what he said. I am the Lord your God, who rescued you from the land of Egypt and place of your slavery. You must not testify falsely against your neighbor.
是《生命记》第五章第一节， 我们一起读。 摩西将以色列众人召了来， 对他们说， 以色列人啊， 我今日晓谕你们的律例典章， 你们要听， 可以学习， 谨守遵行。 又说我们的神在何烈山 与我们立约， 这约不是与我们列祖立的， 乃是与我们今日在这里存活之人立的，耶和在山上从火中面对面与你们说话。那时我站在耶和和你们中间，要将耶和的话传给你们，因为你们惧怕那火，没有上山住。我是耶和你的神，曾将你从埃及地遗留之家领出来， 不可作假见证陷害人。 愿神祝福读和听的人。
Please be seated.
请坐。
Listen and worship.
No.
Okay. Today's message, Truthful versus Worthless Witness by Reverend Chan.
我们今天讲到的题目是真与无价值见证的对比。
Many of you are very familiar with the preamble, the prologue to the Ten Commandments. That's what we've just read.
很多人都会对于这个十诫的前奏那几句话很清楚。
And you know, when the law was given to Moses, the people of God in the Old Testament had already experienced God's grace.
因为在神给十诫之前， 他已经经历过神的恩典。
See, God miraculously already freed the Israelites, if you remember, from Egyptian slavery.
如果你记得的话，你记得这个神已经好奇迹的将以色列人从埃及地那里领出来。
God parted the Red Sea, and the people of God were saved from their captors.
他将这个红海去分开，令到捉他们的人和以色列人去分割。
So the law of God is given in that context of God's grace.
咁就喺呢个嘅恩典之下， 神将呢个嘅俾咗佢哋。
Now in the New Testament, Jesus, and many of you who are familiar with Matthew 22, summarizes the Ten Commandments.
咁喺呢个嘅马太福音第22章里边，有人将呢个嘅十诫做咗呢个嘅总结。
And he gives us that great commandment there, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and with all your mind.
他说你要去尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
And also, he adds in verse 39, to love your neighbor as yourself.
那是39节都加上就说，你都要爱人如己。
Now, Jesus' interpretation of this law and his application of it is obviously quite radical concerning life.
咁喺对呢个嘅人生好多嘢嚟讲，呢个系一个系相当之极端嘅。
Because if you're familiar of how Jesus fulfills the Ten Commandments, fulfills the law of God, he redefines everything.
佢啊將呢個十戒裏邊每一樣嘢去重新落個一個定義。
And here he expands what neighbor means, and he expands what loving God means.
佢將咩叫做愛人如己、愛你嘅鄰舍，咩叫愛人，重新俾一個定義出嚟。
If you know the gospel, you know how he expanded it, right? Jesus' love for God the Father was so great, he's willing to be accursed on the cross.
佢去呢個嘅愛到神一個地步，喺呢個嘅啊十字架上去被受咒詛。
Because his love for the Father was so great, right? He wanted to carry out his Father's plan of salvation.
佢愛佢嘅父神到呢個地步，佢願意想將父神嘅戒命去行出來。
And of course, he does that for love of neighbor, right?
當佢咁樣做嘅時候，亦都係為咗呢個愛鄰舍嘅原因。
His love for his neighbor is so great, and he's expanding Ten Commandments. It's so great that what? He loves those who hated him.
佢都愛到一個地步啊！就算嗰啲去憎恨佢嘅人，佢都愛佢。
He gave up his life.
佢放棄佢嘅生命。
His friend. He shows us with his life the true demand of the commandments.
咁佢喺佢嘅生命上边，去彰显出乜嘢啊？叫做呢个
爱。Again, that's pretty radical stuff, right? It's pick up your cross and follow Jesus.
去将呢个啊背起十架去跟从主，喺当时嚟讲，今日都一个非常之极端嘅一个嘅啊提议。
And so, in that sense, Jesus fulfills and transforms all the law and the prophets.
咁所以其实神对呢个嘅律法重新下过一个定义，亦都将一切去转变过嚟。
He is God's new law.
佢系神一个新嘅律法。
It's love for God the Father that Jesus gave himself for us.
佢系将佢自己啊奉献出嚟，去表示佢对神嘅爱。
And as we process that,
当我去谂呢啲嘢嘅时候
，as we taste and see and understand that expansion of that love.
当我哋去重新去啊思想啊呢个啊对爱一个啊更加大嘅广义嘅时候
，we too can understand the law of God better.
我亦都可以从中去明白到吓呢个新嘅律法喺边度。
Now, by way of that was by way of introduction. How then does this help us with verse 20? That's just the ninth commandment, right? You must not testify falsely against your neighbor.
咁呢一切同我哋今日所要讲嘅第二十节，不可作假见证陷害人，有咩关系呢
？Well, the Lord is truth. Satan's a liar.
咁呢个嘅佢讲好简单，就话神系真实嘅。
And Satan, as you know, as a human being, is a good liar.
咁呢个啊撒旦相反嚟讲啊系一个嘅说谎话嘅人。是一个好好说谎话的人。
In fact, I don't think I'd be inaccurate to describe him as a deceitful, dissembling master of that art.
他将很多的东西、啊、将他们去、啊、扭曲了、啊啊、改了过来。
And there are tons and tons of examples of that and how he does that in the Bible.
而在圣经里面有很多的例子告诉我们听。
And of course, my time is limited. I can only give you a few of those examples.
我可以给几个的例子你。
But he edits God's word, right? He does that deceitfully.
他只是将神的话语去加添了一些。
For example, if you guys could hit slide one, thanks so much. God had told Adam and Eve in the garden, right, that they were not to eat of the one tree, of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the middle of the garden, right?
喺当亚当同夏娃喺伊甸园嘅时候，神只系俾一个诫命，佢话你唔可以食呢个嘅啊呢个嘅其中一个树嘅啊分辨善恶树嘅果子。
And Genesis 3:1, of course, gives you Satan's version of God's word.
咁但系呢个嘅创世记第三章第一节里边，约达啊，呢个撒旦就咁样讲啦。
Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?
咁佢话神系咪真系话你唔可以食任何一棵树嘅果子咧
？See, it's just a subtle twist of the truth.
佢只系话 將個事實轉咗少少。
And of course, you know what happened.
你知道結果係點啦
？Fall of humanity。
咁就係從此嚇呢個人性墮落咗。
Do you see the subtleness, the danger of false testimony？
咁你睇咗就話，當一個人去作假見證嚇講謊話嘅後邊有啲咩嘅問題喺度
？Here's another example of false witness. Stephen, Book of Acts, first martyr of the resurrected Jesus.
咁另一個好嘅例子就係呢個嘅啊《使徒行傳》裏邊講到呢個嘅斯提凡。
He seals his testimony of truth through his blood, through his life.
佢為咗要去啊證實佢自己講嘅説話，佢要賠上佢嘅生命。
And the false witnesses
嗰啲作假見證嘅人
said that Stephen never stops speaking about the holy place, the temple, and against the law. He never stops.
他们说他从来都没去啊讲到这个事实出来。
Right, Acts 6:14, for we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and change the customs.
在这个的使徒行传里面他说过那些人去污蔑他说他呢去污蔑耶稣啊要去摧毁这个的圣殿。
Just like Satan, right? The false witnesses kind of slightly different spin.On the truth.
这个假见证其实很简单只是将原本的事实转了少少就是这么多了。
See, they might be factually accurate.
可能你可以甚至去拗就说其实它和事实的出入不是很大。
But obviously, it's very misleading, right?
但是最重要的就是说它讲了这些说话的后果会误导人家。
It's factually accurate, but a misrepresentation of the facts.
他說事實上面可能沒什麼變了但是在誤導人的方面將人家誤導去看了另一件事
Because if you don't mind to go back to verse 20
我可不可以看回第20節呢
You see that little word false?Falsely there? It's translated in the New Living Translation falsely, false. That little word. Again, I'm not saying the translation's bad, but it really means vain or worthlessness. Vain, worthless.
其實假或者陷害這個字、啊、都失了個原意。個原意就是說他將那個的說話變成一個很空洞變成一個很空泛的意思。
See that word falsely or worthless includes false speech, of course.
就是這些的空洞這些無用的說話是包括其中有錯誤誤導的意思在這裡。
But it's very important for you and I to know it goes a little beyond just that.
而最重要就是比本来的说话去加多一点加多了一点
You see, it includes a false act, speech act, but it's using accurate facts to mislead someone.
将一些的事实去误导人家去信另一样东
西 See, your neighbor does not only need for you not to tell them lies.
你的邻居你的朋友不需要你去讲大话
Of course they need that, right? That's obvious.
他们当然不想了。
But it's not enough simply to just give factually accurate statements so that you can say to yourself, I didn't lie.
但你不是说将个事实讲了出来然后你就说啊我没讲大话。
What that word falsely, again meaning vain or worthless, what it's really telling us going a little bit beyond the false speech act is that your neighborneeds you not to mislead them in any way.
即意思即话你嘅邻居、你嘅朋友唔需要你用呢啲所谓嘅事实，然去误导咗佢哋，令到佢哋有咗一个错误嘅睇法。
In other words, you can't twist the facts so it's to your advantage and harm them.
你唔可以将个事实去扭曲咗少少，令到你自己从中系得益。
Let me explain how that works. How this demand works. You know, what are the examples in everyday life?
咁让我去俾几个例子你。
You got to report to your superiors, right?
你喺你个 老闆度，你好多時候你會有呢個年終或者嘅評審。
Or you give information to those you're responsible for at work.
或者你做嘢嘅地方你要交呢個報告出嚟。
See, you must not lie. Yes, that's a given.
你唔可以講大話。
You even must not selectively give facts accurately, leaving out things for your benefit.
但你唔可以去做數，或者將你個報告寫成係對你自己有好處。
Leaving things out misrepresents the truth.
你將個真正嘅事實冇講到出嚟。
And that's included in the demand upon us of the ninth commandment.
亦都係喺呢個嘅十戒裏邊嘅第九章裏邊去講咗出嚟。
Again, for the sake of time, I can't give you more examples, but I can mention the situations and you can think of the examples.
咁我可以俾一個嘅情況你去諗下。
Right, this is an election year, right? You're bombarded by the political news, right? You can't indulge your political speech with misrepresenting truth.
咁我哋呢一個係選舉年我聽到兩個嘅候選人好多嘅説話但好多時候佢哋嘅演講會唔會係唔係代表曬每一個人嘅心聲
？Maybe your job involves marketing a product
或者你嘅責任係要去推銷一樣嘅貨物。
If it involves advertising or marketing, you can't mislead your customer.
咁但你去做宣傳、做廣告嘅時候你唔可以誤導你嘅消費者。
Let me press you a little bit more.
或者又可以咁講。
That little word again, false, that I pointed out, verse 20 means worthless or vain witness.
咁喺呢個嘅第二十節裏邊話假。見證呢個假呢個字嗰度。
I want to push the envelope a little bit here. You shouldn't be truthful pointing out flaws in friends or family in an abusive way.
Can you repeat that?
You shouldn't be truthful pointing out flaws in friends or family in an abusive way.
即係話你唔可以去將呢個嘅你將你嘅朋友。你嘅鄰居你好講咗啲你係刻意講啲説話，係令到佢睇錯咗一樣嘢。
In other words, you can't just blur anything out, even though it's true.
你唔可以將其他嘅嘢，雖然你講嘅嘢係真，但你唔可以將其他嘅事實去抹殺咗佢。
Timing is very important.
Timing.
Timing when you say things.
幾時去講呢句説話，亦都係好緊要。
You see, you shouldn't just want to get it off your chest, blurt it out.
你唔可以將樣嘢一講講曬出嚟。
Your friends and your family need to be ready to receive truth.
你要肯定對方係有呢個嘅心情去預備好去準備去聽你嘅説話。
And according to the Bible, they need to hear truth for their good. For the good of others.
你嘅鄰居、你嘅朋友亦都需要知道有呢個權利去知道呢個真正嘅事實喺邊一度。
You know, in Sunday school today, we looked at the power of joy, Luke 17, and verses 1 to 4 said to gave you three requirements that the Lord required of us. God required of us. One of them was confronting sin.
咁喺呢個我哋今日主日學裏邊講到第路加福音十七章第十七章開頭裏邊，佢就講到就話我哋知道人哋犯罪嘅時候，就要勸戒人。
Again, people need to hear truth, but they need to digest it. They need to receive it. You shouldn't just give it to them so they resist it.
你当你要去将呢个真话去话俾人哋听嘅时候，你只要肯定对方系预备好。
You know that as a human being, you will reject truth if just spilled out on you.
你唔中意将嗰个嘅事实咁随便咁抌咗去俾人哋。
Then it's worthless. Then it's vain truth. Do you understand?
咁你当你咁样做嘅时候，就系一个无用嘅一个嘅说话。
It's worthless then.It's vain.
是冇用嘅，是好空泛嘅。
And therefore, it's against the ninth commandment. It's sinful to tell people the truth in a way that they're going to reject it.
咁你唔系专登去将咁嘅事实讲咁样样，将个事实讲俾人哋听嘅时候，令到人哋去拒绝，唔肯听呢个事实。
Because Your purpose, your intention is not to persuade, but it's not to punish, right? It's not to beat up. It's what? It's to persuade.
因為你嘅動機係想去令到人哋咁樣去信一樣嘢。
It's to help, not to harm, right? Truth is to help, not to harm.
真理去幫人，唔係要去害人。
And that's why Jesus fulfills the law. He gets at the core.Of the commandments.
咁所以點解耶穌基督喺呢度佢去啊進入到呢個嘅十戒裏邊嘅核心要講嘅嘢
？You know, there are churches, and I hope we're not one of them. There are churches that, again, they tell truth to people.
呢個世界上面有啲教會，佢哋會將個事實話俾人哋聽。
Again, that's good. We ought to be like that. We ought to expound biblical doctrine.
係好嘅。
And we need to be factually accurate.
他们在这个事实上面是对的。
But what's our intention?
但是他的动机是哪里呢?
What's your intention?
你跟人家讲话的时候你的动机又在哪里
呢? If it's to punish, if it's to condemn, that's wrong.
如果你想你讲话的动机是想去去责罚人想去惩罚人的时候那就错了。
Truth is to edify.
这个动机是令到我哋喺人喺个神面前可以系可以做到好嘅见证。
Truth is not meant to divide. We're the good. You're the bad.
我哋真理系唔会令到人哋去分开，话俾人哋听边个系好人，边个系坏人。
See when you use truth in that way, it's vain. It's worthless.
当你用呢个所谓嘅真理令到人哋咁样做嘅时候，你一个就系一个无用、一个空泛嘅真理。
And according to God, then it's breaking the ninth commandment.
咁就係如果根據耶穌所講，你就將你嘅十戒裏邊嘅第九戒你犯錯咗啦。
Right, there's some obvious parts of the commandment. Right, speak the truth, do the truth, don't lie, don't exaggerate.
咁你當然話啊，你去啊唔好講大話，你唔好去誇張，你唔好去渲染。
Don't spin the truth, right? Don't make claims that you know that you're really not going to be able to make good on.
唔係話一啲啊，你做唔到嘅嘢，你又啊口輕輕去答應咗佢。
And don't withhold truth when you know it's required. You know, you just don't say anything.
或者啊，你應該要講真話啊，你專登咧啊唔講真話出嚟。
Bottom line is, don't be a vain, worthless witness.
唔好去做一个空泛，做一个啊冇用嘅一个嘅见证人。
God demands you to be a true witness.
神要你去做一个真正一个事实有真理喺里边嘅见证人。
See, ninth commandment is not like 1 through 8. The ninth commandment is a social one.
第九戒系一个系喺呢个社会上边与人相处嘅一个诫命。
Did you ever notice the 1 through 8 is pretty straightforward stuff?
一至八啊，好簡單，好直接嘅。
Right, do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal. Right, pretty straightforward.
唔好殺人，唔好犯奸淫，唔好偷盜，好簡單，好直接，叫你做一樣你唔好做嘅嘢。
Did you notice the ninth commandment doesn't say do not lie? Doesn't say that.
第九戒唔係好直接話俾你聽，不可説謊。
It says you should not give false testimony against your neighbor.
佢就话唔好作假见证去陷害人。
Or literally, you should not respond when giving witness in court against your neighbor with worthless testimony.
唔好用一个无用嘅见证去对人哋讲嘢。
I hope you see the expansion of that commandment that Jesus explains to us.
这个就是耶稣要想将这个说话将这个的诫命从这个讲义的方法讲出来。
Because the commandment is not simply about telling the truth in general.
不是只说叫你讲这个的事实出来。
It's telling the truth where it counts the most.
是哪一样东西才是最重要呢?
I think you've noticed that society is crumbling because there's no truth.
当你睇到就话今日我哋嘅世界啊，点解越嚟越呢个堕落嘅时候？因为呢个世界上面再冇真理。
So the Bible says, when truthfulness is not guarded, things fall apart, crumble.
当呢个世界再冇真理嘅时候，呢个世界就会慢慢嘅衰落。
Reasons are obvious, right? You can't trust anyone.
咁去到尾就话冇一个人你可以信嘅。
We all lose if there's no truth.
如果世界上面唔再有真理嘅时候，我哋每一个人都系输家。
Right? You can't trust anyone. Society can't function.
你又唔信我，我又唔信你嘅时候，个社会点样运作落去咧
？The justice system is at stake, right? Lying can cost the most in a court of law.
咁喺呢个嘅法院，喺呢个嘅法律上边都唔再有真理嘅时候，咁我哋点样样做咧
？That's why the protection.Of the process of justice was a major, major concern in Israel.
咁所以点解喺当时嚟讲要去喺以色列，佢哋要去维护呢个嘅公义
？Because behind the Decalogue was the full weight of the identity, the character, the action of Yahweh, the covenant God.
因为喺呢个嘅法律嘅背后系有一个圣洁。
And so when you broke the ninth commandment, that would involve breaking the third commandment, which is reverencing the name of God.
当你咁样讲嘅时候，当你犯咗呢个第九戒，即是话你亦都系喺呢个第三戒里边啊，你唔去尊重神。
And that's why the Psalms and the wisdom literature in the Bible talk so much about truthfulness.For our good, for our human relating.
所以呢个诗篇里边，佢哋讲咁多，讲到神嘅真实喺里边。
You know, there were people today just like in Jesus' day.
今日嘅人其实好似喺耶稣基督嘅时代嘅人一样。
You know what the people in Jesus' day said when confronted with the ninth commandment? You know what they said?
佢哋讲咩咧
？Yeah, that's right. You may not lie under oath.You know, you know, when you're in the courtroom, you're under the oath to God.
可能或者你喺呢个嘅呢个法院喺宣誓之下你好似咧冇讲谎话。
Hey, but we're outside the court. Do anything you want.
不过我而家唔系企喺个法院嘅入边，我企喺法院嘅出边咁我讲乜都得啦。
And that's why Jesus makes a fascinating statement about that misnomer in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5.
所以点解喺呢个嘅马太福音嘅第五章里边耶稣讲到登山部分
？As you can see, it says there, but I tell you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by the earth, for it is His footstool, and do not swear by your head, or for you cannot make even one hair white or black. Simply let your yes be yes.And your no, no.
在这个马太福音的第五章第34到37节里面他这样讲他说只是我告诉你们什么都不可起不可指着天起誓因为天是神的座位不可指着地起誓他是神的脚凳也不可指着耶路撒冷起誓因为耶路撒冷是大军的京城不可指着你的指头起誓你不能使一根头发变黑变白他们的话是就是不是就不是
I can't spend the time explaining that but here it is in a nutshell you're always in front of GodEvery word you say is in front of God.
你记住一样嘢好简单，就话你讲过嘅每一句说话都喺神嘅面前去讲。
So as far as God is concerned, you're always under oath.
咁对于神嚟讲你永远都喺神嘅脚下。
You're always on the witness stand.
你永远都系企喺神呢个嘅佢嘅见证嘅前面。
And that means if you lie, your neighbor's devastated.
当你去讲大话嘅时候，你嘅邻居、你嘅朋友会受到伤害。
And the point of the commandment, again, is human community.
咁喺呢个嘅呢个诫命里边讲到喺人类嘅社会。
You can't have a human community; it'll be destroyed if you don't tell the truth.
当你每一个人都唔讲真话嘅时候，你唔会再有一个人嘅社会喺度。
So you're always under oath, according to God.
所以你永远都喺神嘅面前去讲你每一句嘅说话。
And your neighbor's always devastated.By false testimony.
而你嘅邻居、你嘅朋友都系因为你讲错嘅说话受到伤害。
Now, God made the world so that truth is the only way human community can work.
咁神佢点样做令到人嘅社会可以运作落去咧
？We just learned that Jesus is saying, "You tell a lie, you're assaulting every possibility of human community."
頭先講咗啦，你講謊話、假見證嘅時候，你會傷害人，傷害其他嘅人。
So, how do we keep life and word? How do we do it?
咁我點樣樣可以令到我真係去講呢個嘅真實嘅説話咧
？Slide six. Well, let me give you the answer in the context of worship here. God calls us the believer to a witness of worshipful evangelism.
神叫我哋每一个人去做一个好嘅见证，去见证人，去敬拜佢。
Right, when you again understand in a deep way that God loves you, you're going to praise Him.
咁当神话啊，你爱佢，你会去赞美佢。
And the power of God's Spirit guides you and drives you to that.
咁神就会去带领你啊，亦都会去啊。推动你去咁样做。
And he provides boldness in witness and make us unashamed of our Savior and Lord.
当咁样做嘅时候，神俾我哋有呢个嘅勇气，大胆嘅向人传福音。
But this calling goes far beyond a command not to lie or bear false testimony against our neighbor.
但呢样嘢系多过叫我哋唔好对我哋嘅邻居朋友做呢个假见证。
See what's happening in worship. You're realizing a promise to the believer.
其实喺呢个嘅敬拜里边含有一个嘅应许，个应许就系
Jesus Christ Himself will defend us before the final court of law.
又话喺最终神耶稣基督会企喺神嘅面前去捍卫我哋。
You see, it's on behalf of us, Jesus testifies in that courtroom so that you and I can enter the throne room of the King of Kings.
咁喺最终当每个人要企喺神嘅面前受审嘅时候，耶稣基督会企喺神嘅面前去为我哋说话。
See, in a monarchy, you just can't just go in and see the king, right? You can be put to death.
我哋唔系话都系一个嘅平民，唔系话随随便便行去呢、这个大君王嘅面前去讲说话。
Right, just like if you visit the White House, you just run in there, try to lead the president, they're going to shoot you.
如果你走入呢个白宫你唔理一支箭冲入去嘅时候，可能你几步就俾人射死咗啦。
See, the freedom and life that Christ has purchased for us, the believer, is to be used in joyful testimony and witness to Him.
就系当我哋去相信神嘅时候，神嘅宝血为我哋去救赎我哋，就系将来喺神面前最好嘅见证。
But witnessing is not so much as what we do; it's who we are.
我哋对人作呢个见证，唔系在乎于我哋讲或者做嘅咩嘢，就系在乎于我哋自己系一个点嘅基督徒。
Again, I'd like to expand a little bit more on it, but I can't. But again, we know Jesus cares when we see Peter's denial. Peter in the New Testament denies Jesus, right? Jesus doesn't write him off.
当就算好似呢个嘅使徒彼得，虽然佢三次唔认主耶稣基督，但系神唔系就咁样样将佢劈咗出去。
Right? He restores Peter.
佢将呢个嘅帮助呢个彼得将佢收翻过嚟。
And that's what Jesus does for us, right? Because we give false testimony all the time.
正如好似我哋一样，好多时其实我哋讲嘅说话里边都系真真假假。
He's in the restoration business。
咁但系神去将呢啲人帮佢哋去复活过嚟。
You see, to answer the how to's, the only motive for you and I to be truthful is to have a concern for your neighbor。
当我哋要去进入神嘅殿嘅时候，最紧要一样嘢就话，我哋要系讲呢个真说话，我哋讲嘅嘢唔会去影响到其他人。
See, you know what most of us, you know what our default mode is? Tell the truth because it pays. You're safe.
好多时人就我讲嘅真话，因为安全嘅。
Truth telling is good for your self-image.
对你自己个形象好睇嘅。
The problem of that
但问题是
is that a time will come when, as you weigh if it pays or doesn't, that you're going to say it doesn't pay.
但可能去到最尾，你觉得好似有啲嘢冇乜用。
And then your neighbor's going to be devastated.
咁你嘅邻居就会发现系咁样样嘅时候，觉得好受伤害。
Because you won't and you don't tell them the truth.
因为你冇将呢个真嘅说话讲俾佢哋听。
And obviously, telling the truth is going to cost you.
因为当你去讲真说话嘅时候，你自己要付上呢个代价。
You might lose face.
可能你冇面。
And then I could go down a whole line, right? You might lose money. reputation, employment.
啊，令到可能你冇工作，啊，或者啊，你嘅名誉受到影响。
In fact, we see in the Bible and we know from testimonies around the world today that you might lose your life if you tell the truth.
当你去讲真话嘅时候，等于今日我哋所睇到，啊，有啲人甚至去啊死咗。
So I'm telling you, your main reason for telling truth can't be self-interest. It won't work.
当你去讲真话嘅时候，你唔可以系为咗你嘅好，你个人嘅好处。
Because there'll be a situation where you're going to crack and give in. You will be dishonest.
因为有一日你会去啊让步吓，你会去唔诚实。
So your main reason for truth telling can't be I don't want to go to hell.
如果你话啊，我唔想讲啊，我想跟讲真话，因为我唔想落地狱。
Your main reason for truth telling can't be I can't want people to think badly of me。
啊，我就系唔想人哋去谂啊，我自己点样样嘅唔好。
Or I won't be able to think of myself in a good way anymore。
或者我唔可以再去点样睇到我自己会系点样好嘅。
Because self-interest won't be enough。
因为自己只是帮自己这样不够。
You can't just try to convince yourself that honesty will pay off.
你不可以只跟自己说啊我自己诚实啊最终我会有好报的。
Because at some point, you're going to see it doesn't pay.
因为去到一个地步你这些的真话是不会再帮到你。
It's going to shock you. It's going to shock you.
因为有一天这些东西会令到你觉得很震撼。
And you're going to be disappointed with yourself.
你会对自己都会很失望。
Or you're going to harden yourself and say, what doesn't matter?
或者有一天你觉得这些东西有什么所谓呢?
And you'll finally find out that you don't have what the psalmist says in Psalm 51, truth in the inward parts.
你就不会好像这个诗人在诗篇第51篇里面讲到就说在我的内心我的骨头里面我有没有这个诚实在这里呢
So then how then?
那我怎么做好呢
What is the answer? How are we going to really become people who tell the truth?
那我怎样令到人家可以去讲这个的真话呢
Right, I'm talking about when you're pressed against the wall, no matter what, you're going to tell the truth.
那是不是说当你被人逼到埋墙的时候你都会是讲真话呢?
Well, we read the answer. It's in the preamble. It's in the prologue of the Ten Commandments. We read it. Deuteronomy 5:1-6. We read it.
但其实在刚才我们讲到啊第生命记第五章第五节第六节里面已经讲了给我们听了。
See, the reason why we don't get it is because the Ten Commandments don't start, you shall have no other gods before me. We think it starts there. It starts with the prologue, the preamble.
很多时候我们看这个的十诫、啊、我只是由第一诫开始看，我没有看到之前这个十诫的序言那几句说话。
That we just read, I am the Lord your God, who what? Brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery.
他看不到那句就说我是耶和华你的神我从埃及地为奴之家将你去领出来。
The Ten Commandments starts there. It starts with a reminder of what? I am the Lord your God who saved you.
他是从那句说话我是你永生的神我是将你做奴隶在罪之中我是将你带出来。
And of course for the Old Testament people, it was what?God broke in time and space, miraculously, right? Deeds in Egypt.
God says,
I liberated you from slavery. Therefore, here are commandments 1 through 10.
咁於是下我就有呢個嘅十戒由一到第十戒。
Because I...God liberated you, you must liberate your neighbor.
我既然将你去释放出来的时候你亦都要将你的邻居你的朋友都亦都将他们去释放出来。
How do you do that? Tell them the truth.
你怎样帮他们呢就说将这个真话对他们讲。
Right?The preamble doesn't say tell the truth because good people tell the truth. It pays.
这个序言没说到说啊好人又讲好话那你最终有好回报。
The preamble doesn't say it'll be good for your self-image. Just tell the truth.
个序言也没说你讲真话对你个人的形象有加增。
It doesn't say God will bless you and answer all your prayers if you tell the truth.
也不是说你讲真话神会祝福你啊给降福给你。
That's not what God says, right?
这个不是神所说的。
He says, tell the truth. Liberate your neighbor with the truth. Because I freed you from Egypt.
你要去对你的邻居朋友讲真话，你去释放他们，因为正如当日我释放你一样。
And you know, we live in the New Testament age.
我们在新约的时代,
we should know better.
我应该更加清楚。
Because not only does he liberate you from Egypt, you know he liberates you from sin and death.
因为我今天在新约时代，我唔单止知道神将以色列人从埃及地嗰度释放出嚟，亦都将我哋从我哋嘅罪嗰度去释放出嚟。
How much more should we be truth tellers? Because God came down in time and space in the form of Jesus.
咁你谂下，神去降罪俾耶稣基督去惩罚佢嘅时候，让我哋更加知道我哋今日需要讲真话。
And Jesus' great miraculous action saved us not just from economic and political bondage.
唔系话因为受到呢个政治或者经济嘅捆绑。
Jesus, the God-Man, rescues us from sin and death itself.
神系自己从呢个罪，从呢个死亡里边去复活过嚟。
I gotta close.
我要完了。
I want you to think about this very carefully.
我想正你想谂呢一样嘢。
It's easy if you're familiar with the Gospels.
如果你熟悉呢个福音嘅时候，好清楚。
Remember, Jesus is on trial. He's on trial for his life.
记唔记得耶稣基督喺呢个被审判嘅时候咧？
What did he do?
佢做啲咩咧？
They bring in false witnesses against him.
佢将呢个嘅假见证带到去耶稣嘅面前。
To testify against their neighbor.
去讲呢个假嘅见证去陷害耶稣。
To devastate him with false witness.
去用呢个假见证去伤害耶稣基督。
And finally, he's brought before Pilate, the Roman imperial governor.
然后带到去比拉多嘅面前，呢个罗马嘅官长。
And Pilate asks him a question: Are you a king?
呢个比拉多问咗耶稣一个问题，佢话你系唔系就系嗰一个王啊？
It's the ultimate example of the ninth commandment, telling the truth.
呢个就系呢个嘅。 十诫里边第九诫里边所讲要讲真话。
Because if Jesus tells the truth, he's dead. You don't go in front of the Roman imperial governor and say I'm the king. You don't do that. You're dead.
你谂下就系如果耶稣基督佢讲大话嘅时候，佢就会唔使死。佢讲咗真话嘅时候，佢就要喺罗马呢个官长面前要受死。
If Jesus lies, if gives factually accurate but misleading statements. He could be free.
咁如果耶稣去讲一个嘅举一句嘅说话，里边有啲真理，但系又误导人嘅时候，耶稣可能唔使死。
Well, Your Honor, I'm just king in people's hearts.
耶稣好简单，佢话啊，我系好多人心目中里边所谂到觉得嘅一个王。
Maybe he lives.
可能佢就唔使死啦。
If he just withholds some truth.
他将真理里面抽起一点，就不用死了。But
if he tells the truth, he's dead.
但他一讲真话的时候，他就要死。But
if he lies, we're lost.
于是他讲真话，一个生命就结束。And
if you know the gospel, you know the answer at infinite cost to himself.
咁你熟悉圣经嘅，你知道佢最终走上呢个十架。
Right, it's all according to John 18.
喺呢个嘅约翰福音第十八章里边讲咗出嚟。
Verse 37, then Pilate asked him, "So, you are king?"
喺第十八章里边话，你系嗰个王吗？
And what was Jesus' answer?
耶稣点答佢咧？
Verse 37, you say that I am a king. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world to what? To bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice.
他说你说我是王，我为此而生，为此来到世间，特为真理国作见证，凡属真理的人就听我的话。
And you know Pilate's answer is very 21st century. What is truth?
比拉多的问题很简单，他说真理是什么呢？
And then you know the rest, right? Please the mob. Pilate eventually proceeds to put Jesus to death.
咁而呢个嘅群众就要求将耶稣基督钉上十字架。
So you got to look at him as your savior, as your redeemer, as your restorer.
你要去睇翻耶稣基督系你嘅救赎主，系你嘅永生嘅主。
And when you're tempted to lie,
当你每一次被引诱想讲大话嘅时候
，or to withhold truth, or to not give truth to someone who needs it.
或者你唔对人哋讲晒所有嘅真话，你去抽起啲讲少啲嘅时候
，You got to think about that infinite cost.
你要谂下
，Jesus did for you.
你要谂下喺十字架上边嗰一个系点样样
？Going to the cross for all your false witnesses.
去为到你嘅假见证而去钉上十字架。
You know, that will destroy fear. You'll be a truth teller.You know, when you digest that, you'll be an overcomer.
咁当你去真系谂下呢句说话嘅时候，你就唔会再去惧怕，唔去讲真话。
Because the problem is fear, right? We're afraid of losing face. We're afraid of losing money. We're afraid of losing power.
其实去到尾，其实人最大嘅问题系佢哋惊，佢哋惊冇面，佢哋惊冇咗呢样，冇咗嗰样。
You know, if I fess up, if I admit, I'm going to lose my job.
我冇咗我份工。
You're afraid of losing advantage in some way.
或者你话喺人嘅面前冇咗啲嘢
That's why you got to preach the gospel to yourself.
所以你每一日对向自己去传福音。
You have to say, look what he's done for me.
看看他对我做了什么事。
And what this means is he delights in me. He loves me. He loves me unconditionally.
他神怎么样是无条件的爱我，怎样去救我。
And if the King of Kings loves me, I can lose the approval of whomever it is whom I'm telling the truth to.
如果万王之王都爱我的时候，人对我的爱慕又算得是什么呢？
Because I'm going to live with him forever.
因为我是与我的主永远一起。
I can lose this wealth by telling the truth because I have this greater wealth that's coming to me.
我今天可能因为讲了真话没了一些东西，但是这个万军之耶和华的他的宝库，一切的东西都是我的。
You see, when we lie,
当我讲大话的时候
and we do,
我讲个大话
we're forgetting what he did for us.
因为我忘记了神为我们做的是什么东西。
He lost everything to tell the truth for you.
他为你去讲真话而去失去一切的东
西。And so logically, you can lose this little bit to tell the truth for him, for the benefit of your neighbor.
所以你觉得不是因为这样的缘故，你可以去对你的邻居讲翻一次真话吗？
But you see, you have to see what Jesus did for you.To be secure enough to tell the truth.
但你要睇到耶稣基督为你做咗啲咩嘢，令到你有呢个安全感，然后去同其他人讲其他嘢。
And then you'll truly have what the psalmist says in Psalm 51: truth in the inward parts.
咁就可以喺呢个诗篇第51篇里边，佢话喺我嘅骨头里边都系有呢个真理喺嗰度。
Father, we live in a society that needs a lot of truth today.
主啊，我哋今日住喺呢个嘅世代，呢个社会需要好多嘅真理。
And so, Lord, may your people show the world what a true witness is.
让你嘅子民今日真系向人嘅面前去见证点样样系一个讲真话嘅人。
And may we love our neighbor by telling them.The truth.
让我们爱我们的邻舍，向他们讲真的说话。
Father, we pray for your help because we know that fear overcomes us often.
我们求你帮助，因为很多时候我们惧怕。
And we're afraid to lose power, money, employment, and face.
我们很怕是没了很多的东西，也没了我们的信心。
Oh Lord,May you remind us today of your gospel.
让你今日提醒我哋主嘅福音。
that you displayed for us.
你去为我们这样做,
the greatest love that ever was.
是你所给我们的是最大的爱。
And Lord, may we believe and digest that.
让我们去相信，亦都去咀嚼。
That will make us truth tellers.
让我们成为真正讲真话的人。
And true witnesses.
是真的去做一个真实的见证。
We pray that for Jesus' sake.
我们奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen.